Sir Cleos had been taken during the battle in the Whispering Wood, where Grey Wind had ripped out the throats of half a dozen men. The knight scrambled up, edging away with such alacrity that some of the watchers laughed aloud.
Thank you, my lord.
Your grace,
barked Lord Umber, the Great John, ever the loudest of Rob's northern bannermen, and the truest and fiercest as well, or so he insisted. He had been the first to proclaim her son king in the north, and he would brook no slight to the honour of his new-made sovereign.
Your grace,
Sir Cleos corrected hastily, pardons. He is not a bold man, this one, Catelyn thought, more of a Frey than a Lannister, in truth. His cousin the Kingslayer would have been a much different matter. They would never have gotten that honorific through Sir Jaime Lannister's perfect teeth. I brought you from your cell to carry my message to your cousin, Cersei Lannister, in King's Landing. You'll travel under a peace banner, with 30 of my best men to escort you. Sir Cleos was visibly relieved.
Then I should be most glad to bring his grace's message to the Queen.
Understand, Rob said. I'm not giving you your freedom. Your grandfather, Lord Walden, pledged me his support, and that of House Frey. Many of your cousins and uncles rode with us in the Whispering Wood, but you chose to fight beneath the Lion's Banner. That makes you a Lannister, not a Frey.